You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Penelitian baru telah membantu pengembangan sebuah model untuk memprediksi badai api yang diharapkan dapat menyelamatkan nyawa dengan menginformasikan keputusan yang diambil oleh petugas pemadam kebakaran. Penelitian ini, pendengar, dipicu oleh terjadinya kebakaran Canberra di tahun 2003, di mana pihak berwenang meremehkan besarnya kebakaran saat itu. Seperti yang dilaporkan oleh Samantha Benyuk-Brooks berikut ini, pihak berwenang berharap agar model ini dapat digunakan untuk mengatasi kebakaran, baik itu di Australia dan juga di luar negeri. Berikut ini laporannya. Setiap musim panas, petugas pemadam kebakaran Australia berjuang melawan keganasan kebakaran hutan. Tetapi, ketika api tiba-tiba menjadi badai api, hal ini bisa mematikan. Peneliti dari University of New South Wales, Dr. Rachel Batlin, menjelaskan apa itu badai api.
A firestorm is really a fire thunderstorm, and that is the same as a normal thunderstorm, pretty much. Except instead of being generated by a hot day and or a cold front, something like that, this is actually generated by the heat from a bushfire.
Dr. Butlin mengatakan bahwa badai api tidak mungkin dikendalikan.
They are the most dangerous manifestation of a bushfire. Because what happens is when a firestorm starts, it can generate its own weather. So that means it can produce thunder and lightning. It can also produce even tornadoes. We saw that in 2003 in Canberra. And most dangerously for the firefighters are the winds, because they are erratic. They're very strong downbursts of winds which come from any direction.
Ia menyampaikan bahwa sejak tahun 2001, Australia mengalami setidaknya 50 badai api, yang sebagian besar terjadi di wilayah tenggara Australia.
We think it's probably due to the terrain. So we've got a lot of rugged terrain, so mountainous areas that have a lot of fuel, and we think this is probably one of the main reasons.
Kini, memprediksi badai ini menjadi lebih mudah berkat penelitian oleh para ilmuwan di University of New South Wales di Canberra bersama dengan Badan Layanan Darurat ACT. Para peneliti mendapati bahwa salah satu faktor kunci bertambah besarnya badai api adalah bentuk api yang berada di tanah. Kebakaran yang mempertahankan bentuk lingkaran yang biasa cenderung memiliki penumpukan panas dan asap yang lebih intensif di bagian intinya, karena bentuk lingkaran ini melindungi bagian inti dari udara luar. Konsentrasi panas dan asap tersebut naik dan mengganggu atmosfer dan kemudian berkembang menjadi badai api. Daerah yang tidak rata membuat kebakaran memburuk dan lebih memungkinkan untuk berkembang lebih lanjut. Analis resiko dari Layanan Darurat ACT, Rick McRae, dan juga Associate Professor Jason Sharples telah menggunakan temuan ini dalam pengembangan model prediktif untuk badai api. Professor Sharples di University of New South Wales menjelaskan uji coba ini.
So we looked at a couple of fire seasons across New South Wales and ACT and basically just applied the model, and basically we put out three warnings where the model said that this, you know, particular fire was likely to develop into a firestorm. Two out of those three instances actually did develop into firestorms, and we got one false alarm. So still a little bit of work to do in refining the model, but you know, the fact that we got the two which actually did develop into firestorms is promising.
Model atau contoh tersebut dengan tepat memperkirakan perubahan mendadak pada kebakaran 2018 di sekitar Lytville dan juga Cassilis di New South Wales yang telah membakar lebih dari 50 ribu hektar lahan. Profesor Sharples mengatakan model itu kini membantu Dinas Pemadam Kebakaran Pedesaan New South Wales untuk membuat keputusan besar.
It's kind of a complementary avenue, if you like. So a lot of the fires that we have, the vast majority aren't going to develop into firestorms. These fairly rare events, but they're high impact events. So what's going on at the moment is, you know, you have this extra level of triage that you can, you know, appeal to when you have, you know, a whole lot of fires on the day. You can start to look at the whole landscape, you know, the way the weather's going to evolve through the day and pick out which ones are the more likely. likely to develop into firestorms.
Mereka berharap model ini akan segera digunakan oleh agen pemadam kebakaran lainnya untuk uji coba di wilayah lain di negeri ini. Para peneliti memperkirakan badai api akan lebih sering terjadi karena pengaruh perubahan iklim. Dr. Rachel Batlin mengatakan contoh tersebut akhirnya nanti dapat digunakan secara global.
Nowhere in the world is anyone operationally predicting them. And the reason this is, I guess, top of the list is because there, as we cannot control or suppress that fire when it turns into a fire thunderstorm, we need to evacuate. And obviously, the better we can predict down the track, the more likely we are for the fire service to hopefully get the opportunity to evacuate early. And also, it's a case of not putting firefighters, sending them into an area where they cannot control it.
Professor Sharples setuju akan hal ini, mengatakan bahwa kemampuan untuk memprediksikan badai api berarti bahwa nyawa dapat diselamatkan.
On a day when you've got, you know, hundreds of fires burning and, you know, responses, you know, resources are limited, it gives you that extra ability to say, well, you know, these are the ones that we really need to focus on, you know, think about what we're going to do with our resources, where we're going to deploy them, you know, where we may not want to deploy them for, you know, reasons of firefighter safety, but also, you know, giving out community warnings, deciding when evacuations need to take place.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.